We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At 97.3.
Hey, it's Aaron Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Vinny.
Good morning.
How are you, my dear?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting ready for another one of those doozies, which I'm not stoked about, but, you know. Storm-wise, we're about to get...
I'm like, what is going to happen?
Dude, we're going to get hammered again.
I know. It sounds like... I was hearing 9 inches of rain in some places.
9 inches in the North Bay. 4 to 6 feet of snow is going to fall in the Sierras. I mean, it's all good, but it's...
Pretty saturated.
I can't help but have that feeling. Like, enough already. I know we need it. I'm tired of saying that.
I know.
I'm over it. I just feel like...
It's hard on the years when you do get a lot of rain. It's like, you know, remembering that you need it all.
I know we all would love a little pacing.
Mm.
But this last month has just sucked.
I know.
There's just no
way
around
it. I'm trying to enjoy the days where it's not raining. Like Friday and Saturday were beautiful days.
Yeah.
It was very...
Screwing
Yesterday
up
was
surf,
fine
though.
Also. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh,
it's,
no.
It's starting at 11, and then it kicks in at 1 p.m.
Today.
Hard. Oh. Hard at 1.
All right.
Soft
I gotta get
at 11.
Home.
Yeah.
Or
tomorrow's
going to
gonna be all day.
Is it?
All day.
Oh. Yeah, he's right. It starts at 3 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, great.
All
Just
day.
In time for us to drive
I know,
in.
I know.
I'm already working on a ride.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ride. Ding, 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 ding.
I still have half a tank in my car because I hardly drove last week.
Right.
And the week before,
I
too.
Know. Oh, my
God. Hey, you
God.
Guys want to know something I did that we had talked about? And I've been meaning to just say it, so I'll just say it real quick and then we can move on. I went and got those tiles.
Oh, shucks. You did?
Oh, right.
We have some coming.
What?
And yeah, actually, I could use it. I have no idea where my car keys are. This morning, I'm like, I don't know. I just took the spare key.
Oh, God.
They're somewhere in the house.
Somewhere.
But we have some tiles
We talked about it. So
they're
little,
local,
they're
and
little
they listen.
Chips that,
yeah.
So you have it on you?
Yeah, I lost my wallet. What did I lose? My
Your
keys
wallet.
Or my wallet?
Your wallet.
My wallet, right.
Yeah. Where was it?
I don't remember, but it was at
In
home somewhere.
Oh,
no, it was at home somewhere.
Oh, good.
Do you have the tile thing with you right now?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see it.
Oh, I don't have, I mean,
Is it in your purse?
He's going to get it out of his purse.
Yeah. They're just wallet. Little.
Oh,
what did Brittany
let me see
say?
Yours. He's got one already in his wallet.
I got my keys in my wallet.
Dang, that's a lot of keys.
That is
a very small amount of keys. I have like a lot of keys in my car.
Why do you have so many keys? All your apartments?
Well, yeah. Because I've been switching between Anita's car and my car, so I like to have them both.
Well,
together.
There's two keys. Mm.
Right. So there's two fobs, and there's only like, there's five keys on this.
It looks huge.
That's because there's a tile, there's an Alice keychain, and there's like some other BMW.
This is a cute little, I mean, so Vinny just handed me his.
Let's see, how big is that thing?
Little. It's maybe like an inch and a quarter by an inch and a quarter, and it's, I would say, maybe a quarter inch thick.
And so how does it work?
So you get the app.
Oh,
you sign up.
This is a very large one.
That one goes in my wallet.
It's flatter. It's maybe the size of two credit cards.
So my chick got me the, after it happened, she ordered it on Amazon. She's just like you guys. Something comes up. She goes to Amazon and goes, click, click, boom.
Clickety, click, 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 click.
So it came and she's all, oh, I got that thing for you. And I'm like, what are you even, oh.
What thing?
I got tile now, so I've been meaning to tell you guys. I got it, signed up for it. The app runs on your phone, so you gotta know it's gonna.
You gotta not lose your phone.
No. I mean, it's gonna be working on your battery a little bit.
Oh,
I mean, it's not the end of the world, but it's running.
Don't you only run it when you're?
I think there's
looking?
Ways to adjust it. Yeah. I haven't really, you know,
I slipped
figured
it
out
here.
Yet.
So yeah.
It's
okay.
About as thick. The one for the, it's much smaller. It's much
thinner.
Thinner, thank you, than the regular tile that's on your keychain. It's maybe like two credit cards stacked together. Mm. It's great.
So what happens? You go, oh, where's my wallet?
You go to your app and you hit find, and it does find it for you. Hmm.
And how does it, does the thing beep at you or something?
Hold on. Let me get my phone.
Yeah, let me.
Maybe it'll work on this. I've been screwing with it this morning. That's why it's on top of mind. Let me see if it does it with my iPad. Okay. You can hit.
So does it find it and just sort of show you where it is, or does it beep?
Let me see if this.
It does both.
Oh. Oh, you can find an actual like little mappy locator?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it uses Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. And it connects with other people's tiles as well, so it can give you a location based on that. Because if it's Bluetooth only, it's not going to locate it if it's like 100 yards away, right?
Right.
So it'll, if somebody else has a tile nearby, it's like a whole network where it'll
You're kidding me.
No.
It'll find someone else's tile?
Not like that, though. It kind of works together so that you can find your tile when it's far away.
Oh, that's it?
Mm-hmm. He's paging his wallet right now.
So from the app, I just asked it to find my wallet, and it's ringing the wallet so that I can be like,
oh, very soft.
There it is. I got you.
It's softer in the wallet because it's inside these slots.
Yeah.
What about your key? Ask it to find your keys. Oh no, yeah, I guess once he took it out.
I got it. All right, hold
on. He's making little noises.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah, it is neat.
Okay, find Tinkerbell. Isn't that neat? My car is called Tinkerbell.
So your car keys.
Isla.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your car. Well,
you know, you'd have a problem if you're at a rock concert. You couldn't hear that, huh?
No. No, but you can find. It's like semi-mapped. Yes.
Yeah, it's mapped, and you can certainly wait till after the concert. People's. Not like you're going anywhere.
Right. That is.
Unless
true.
Someone grabbed your wallet and walked out of the concert with it.
Mm-mm-mm.
I guess. Oh, that's just true. Drive around. Hey, but because of this Bluetoothy network thing that you guys are talking about, could you find your wallet in the greater world?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway,
That might be a wallet you don't want to find.
What do you mean?
Well, some robber has it.
Well, you want to find it.
So what, then you're like just behind a bush watching
your
wallet.
Well, then you go, John!
Around. John, figure out a way to get my wallet back from that robber!
Right.
Mm.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Why do you think John? I sleep on the dead side of the bed? So that I can be the guy that gets killed first. Yeah. When he comes in the front
door.
It's good
to be back in the room in case anybody breaks in there.
Oh, I'm really working on leaving again. That my daughter, for some reason, is going through this minute where she's like, I come walking in last night after I stayed up way too late finishing True Detective.
Oh.
And I come in and she's from a little corner. She pops up. And I'm like, okay, there's a body moving in the corner. What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
And she, hi, Dad.
Can in your room?
In my room.
Just she was hiding
in
the
corner. On the floor, laying down. And goes, hey, can I get in bed with you? I'm like, oh my God. Well, of course, I'm going to say yes because I'm not having this conversation now.
I want to go to sleep.
Or I'm going to wake up. Like, I'm already coming down. You know what I mean? So I'm like, all right. Yeah, hop in. And then the three of us are in bed. And she's now twice the size she used to be and still kicks.
Yeah. Why can't they just lay still? If they could just lay still, they could stay.
I'm like, okay, I'm going back to the other room.
So you slept in the other room
last night? No, I didn't. But tonight, I just won't even play that game.
She shows up.
Yeah, get in bed, and then I'll just turn and walk away.
Go ahead. I'm leaving. Go to my other room.
Yeah, go to the guest bed setup I got going. Hmm. Anyway, tile. I think it's going to work.
Yeah, I need that. So keys. You know what I really need it for is my phone. If I need my phone to find it.
That's why you have the Apple Watch.
Yeah.
I think that thing's out of battery.
Oh, my God.
The Apple Watch?
Yeah.
Well, you got to charge it. You didn't buy a charger for it?
No, I got a charger for it.
Won't take a charge?
No, it's taking a charge. I unplugged it a while ago. You know, I was really getting annoyed by that thing just telling me what I had to do. Sick of that. So I set it on the desk, but then I needed that port, you know, whatever, that USB port. I needed that for something else.
The square thing?
Yeah, well, whatever.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I needed it for something
else. It's not for everybody.
No.
I
liked it for a while, but then I just started to feel really guilty. Like, I was never closing my rings. I'm like, God, what a loser.
For crying out loud.
I
really didn't think I'd like it. I got it as a gift. If I hadn't gotten it as a gift, I wouldn't own one.
Well, John had liked mine and got his own, and now he uses it to pay for it. I mean, he's so, like, He had no idea even how to use it. Now he's like, oh, I don't need my phone for anything anymore. You know, my stuff.
Beep. Oh, did he get the one with?
Yeah, he got whatever the
cellular.
The one has. It's like hooked up to your phone. You don't need your phone to go for your run or whatever. And then it's got his wallet on there, so he pays for stuff at Whole Foods.
I leave my phone.
So great.
I walk away from it.
Yeah.
I'm good.
He's got this like big set of Bluetooth headphones that he likes. So he goes on his run or whatever his exercise thing. And he's got these big set of headphones on. I'm like, those headphones must be getting bogus. He's like, yeah, they get sweaty.
Well, sure.
Ugh.
Yeah. Where's he? Did you guys put the naked gym outside or what?
Oh, the naked gym is long gone.
Oh,
you didn't know that? Yeah.
Well, no, I thought that it was, but so where's the?
We have a loop near our house. It's actually really
great. Oh, I thought
great.
You were. The way you made a motion like he was going.
No,
on
running
his,
or oh, you know all right. whatever. Walking hard, but I'm not sure what he does. I don't go, so I don't see. He could tell me anything. He could tell me he does cartwheels the whole time. I'd be like, well, that sounds energetic.
Good for you, buddy.
Yep. Have a good time. No, but he really likes it. Last night it was so funny too because I'm so just have abandoned my iWatch or whatever it's called. Apple Watch, right?
Yeah. It does.
He comes in last night as I'm getting ready for bed and you know, he does his little thing. He hops in the shower and he's, you know, I closed all my rings. Puts it down. Like show off. Whatever. What are you showing me now? Now what he's showing me?
Tinkerbell is in the K-Pix building.
Oh, look at that.
There's my keys. See them?
Yeah. Can you narrow it down from that?
Oh, I'm sure I could, but I haven't needed to, so I haven't tried.
Yeah. See if you can get it to zoom in a little bit. Like, I'd be interested to see if it. So that just showed you all your things that you have tiles on? Oh.
It's found me. Anyway. Done. Okay. Got it.
Someone says, my helpful. Sister lost her purse with a tile in it while traveling on the interstate. She got pinged 5 days later when someone else's tile got near her purse.
Oh.
Which was left. It turned out to be left in a restaurant.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't.
So you're saying you might not be able to find it immediately, but when another tile goes by, it will. Wow, that is amazing. Technology.
I that day. I was all, I can't be doing this.
Yes. And I don't have time to be searching through all my stuff.
I just have too much chaos going on at home right now.
I agree.
When I lived alone, I could just be, this all goes right here. Mm-hmm.
And no one touches it. No one would pick that up and
exactly
move it.
Exactly that I'll go to my.
Unless Willa did.
Briefcase. I heard you call it a purse.
I called it a purse because she called it a purse. I would never call it a purse.
You made it.
I already feel like it's a little purse. Pursy.
You
purse
made thing. It.
I gotta make you another.
Why
one.
Why would you purse. Make me a purse if you?
I didn't mean to make. I actually didn't mean to make you a purse-piss.
Were you thinking Jive Turkey the whole time is gonna regret ever being my friend? I'm gonna purse.
I didn't.
Him.
I really did want it
she
to.
Was.
I wanted
why,
it's
she?
A purse.
I
she
didn't,
pursed me.
I didn't mean to. The handles are just too long. That's. I think actually it would look so much better if you let me take it and put like a leather wrap and cut those down a little bit. I'll. Figure out some way to make
you're getting
it
over on my loyalty to you, aren't you?
I'm really not. I'll get.
She
I'll,
is.
At some point, I'll be motivated laugh. To. You know who was jealous of your merce is Johnny Mosley. He's like, you got to make me one of those too.
Really?
I'm like, dude, you're Johnny Mosley. Like, I'm sure some, you know.
What does that mean? So you can merce me, but you can't merce him?
No, but I'm saying he's the guy.
Dude,
like,
you're Johnny Mosley.
He's more manly than you.
Jeez.
No, he's up to his neck in sponsorships. Like, he's, you know, find a merce sponsor, you know? Get like a real purse made.
You know, I got a buck or two. I could buy my own bag. I'm
well,
using your bag.
Well, I thought you did it because we were such good friends. That
right.
Then that was why you were using it. I'm not as good a friend with Johnny Mosley as I am with you. He has obligation to, you know, wear the thing that I made him.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't know why you'd
you're
take
telling
my
me you're,
loyalty.
It's a pity carry. I didn't mean to. I tried to make you a good purse. I tried to make you
don't
a briefcase.
Don't make me a purse.
I tried.
God, you weirdo.
Oh, my God. You weirdo. Trying to make
anyway,
the best thing I could. And it just
listen,
came out girly.
So I did finish True Detective last night.
Yeah, so what'd you think?
Okay, well,
here's what I think. I had to. So I know the.
Did you watch the whole thing over again? Did you make it
I
all
did.
The way through?
So here's the way my TV watching is just gone. As I restarted True Detective season 3 all the way through and had to power through the final two episodes yesterday in order to get in place for the final episode last night. So I've watched countless hours of Mahershala Ali and then we watched Green Book Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
Which is another Mahershala Ali. Right. So while he is fantastic, I have OD'd.
Yeah.
I'm over it. I got it. Him and I need a break from each other.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
But he was excellent in Green Book, and that movie, did it win best?
It did.
So what I was getting at is, all of that watching, I couldn't watch the...
Spike Lee was really mad that it won.
Why?
I think that he got beaten out by driving Miss Daisy.
Yeah, what was his quote?
Something like, every time someone's driving anybody, I'm the loser.
Yeah.
But he was mad. He actually got up and was like, you know, turned his back to the stage when they were doing the speeches and stuff. He just felt like it was sort of a whitewashed tale of, you know...
Well, he's not wrong in that there's no doubt we've... I guess feel better about it that there's a happy ending. I mean, I knew the missus goes, you know what's going to happen, right? And she says it, and I'm like, I, you know what? You just told me, and if that happens, I'm going to cry anyway. And sure enough, what she said happened, and what I said happened,
you
and
cried.
There I am crying,
I know, it's
and
so
I'm
good.
So happy. And yet at the end of it, of course, that's so storybook for racism. To be somehow
right, he
righted
his
in
heart.
The end. Like, it's
you know
beautiful,
what, though?
But
it
it's...
was. I thought that it, even though I knew it was going to be that kind of movie, I actually thought they did a great job of it. Where it was, it felt realer. It didn't feel as fairy tale as some of these, you know, stories where, you know, one person changes another person's heart. You've changed my heart. I felt like it was not done in a pandering way, the way you sometimes see it done. I thought it was great storytelling, and I think it deserved to win Best Picture, just of the ones I've seen. I didn't see every single one. But
to finish the thought, I get what he's saying in that story is too quaint, you know, in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I do feel like racism is passed on. People aren't born with racism. People grow up in it, and they're taught it. And it is something that's easily corrected if you're given the right circumstance. And that was the right circumstance, in that these two people are together and they get to know each other in a way that's outside what they know. And so they in the end, you start to get to know someone and you go, I like them.
Yep.
And I don't have all of these pre-fed ideas about what someone may or may not be like. Are being changed in my heart and my head.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're now, when do you find yourself in that circumstance? Never.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, okay, so the guy takes a job driving the best musician of all times.
Right.
How's that happen?
Oh my God. How about that scene in the honky tonk? That's when I cried.
It's beautiful. Wonderful.
The whole thing was beautiful.
Yeah.
Talking about scene in the rain with the, when he gets out there, who am I supposed to be?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like your heart gets squoze.
If I'm not this, then who am I? Right. Sorry.
Go ahead, Newman.
It's okay. Talking about Mahershala, we just posted a picture of me and Bryn with Mahershala at the Mill Valley Film Festival. Just our small way of saying congratulations.
To your friend, Mahershala Ali.
And everyone involved with Green Book.
Nice.
First time I ever saw him on screen was... The Hidden Figures, right? The math one.
I thought it was Moonlight.
No. I think I don't know what year anything came out. Moonlight, I thought, was after.
Bryn and I discovered.
Well,
him
I didn't see Moonlight,
that.
So I. Of course you did. Of course you did. I'm saying, you know, you were definitely first to the Mahershala Ali party.
We saw him in a movie called Kicks, K-I-X. It's kind of indie film. Mm. It's good though. Shot in Oakland.
Good for an indie film, or good in general?
I liked it. Did you like it, Bryn?
I did like it, and it was a kid from the Bay Area too. So,
yeah,
it was trying to represent
all about real. Jordans and the hood, getting jacked for your kicks.
Oh,
it's a real thing.
Yeah,
it is.
Happens out here.
Oh, that's what it was about, kicks.
Yeah, about your shoes, and people have they go crazy over these.
It's not just shoes.
Collecting.
People will take anything from you.
That's true.
That is so
you got
true.
Something, they'll just take it.
Gotta
from
hide
you.
A tile in there.
But imagine getting beat up to. You know,
right?
So they can jack it, and you walk home with socks on.
Just
that
take
sucks.
My effing shoes. I don't want to get beat up.
Studio called and said, "Hey, can you interview the director of this film?" So I talked to you. She goes, "Yeah." And all the last minute, they go, "We're gonna bring one of the stars." I'm like, "Don't bring the star. I don't want you to bring the star." And they go, "Well, we're bringing him anyway. His name is Mahershala." I'm like, "Great." And then next thing, He won the Academy Award.
What did Spike win for?
Black Klansman. Writer. No.
But he, oh, writer.
Yeah,
writer.
Adapted screenplay. And I think that's it. Is that all he won for?
Yeah, but you think he should be happy with that.
Well, you know.
Like, why does he have to storm out and make a big fuss?
Because he didn't like that all the driving movies
we watched,
win.
Did you watch his thing at the end, his, like, press conference afterwards?
I did not.
Ugh.
What was he saying?
He's acting, like, ridiculous.
He's
he was, like, sipping
like
his champagne.
D-bag.
Like, you
well,
know.
He's a little douchey anyway. Mm-hmm. He always has been.
He's a difficult interview. Yeah. Do not interview
him. He's difficult
him.
In general. Although,
oh
I gotta
God.
Say, loved the purple tux.
You did?
I sure did.
We thought it was, what is it? The
Grimace.
Ronald McDonald
he reminded me of Grimace
gang.
From the
oh
Ronald
my God,
McDonald.
Hilarious. No, I loved.
Didn't you guys watch it together?
We did. I didn't. You didn't like it? I didn't remember
I just,
you saying anything.
The whole time he was, I'm like, God, look at that outfit. I can't. And then Sarah was like,
that,
I like it. I like it.
I love
like,
that
I
all
know.
The dudes are like jazzing it up.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah, lots of them are just in tuxes, and that's the easy way out. But lots of them were in, like, Jason Momoa. Is that his name? Do mm-hmm. I have it right?
Yeah.
That mauve velvet thing. A lot of velvet
oh,
tuxes.
Right, right,
oh, my
right.
God. I was like, that looks amazing. It was, like, a little small on him, but I guess there's just not that much fabric in the world.
It was a little small, yeah.
But Billy Porter, I don't know if you know who Billy Porter is.
I told you that's the way I went looking for a suit, and I've already been, like, they start out at skinny and move to extra skinny. Mm.
They move down, not up.
From there, it's ridiculous.
You need, like a roomie. Go to big and tall. Billy Porter, who is on a show called Pose.
I don't know his name.
He's a stage performer, pop singer,
yeah.
and actor.
He's like a...
He's on Pose.
So
broken.
He wore...
you want me to say what it is?
It's a tux on the top. And a huge ball gown on the bottom.
Oh, called, I did see that. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's called a tuxedo dress.
It's gorgeous. I was like, that. Look at that. There's some male fashion.
I don't know this designer.
Oh, I
Cristiano
know
Serrano?
Christian Serrano. He was on...
Project Runway.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I want to say he won.
Became...
He's huge.
Like, he's... Everybody goes to him.
He's the guy
days.
Who was, like, fierce. And fierce became a thing.
I don't think I
credit
can pull
him with
off
that.
That out.
You credit him with that?
I do. It's the first time I ever heard it. Fierce.
Do you think you could pull off that tuxedo dress?
Yeah, Vinny could do that.
I
could. You know,
why? Well, of course you could.
Here's
do
the thing. Could I just do it to get attention? Sure. Because I'll do any dumb thing for a bit. But the truth is, I put stuff on, and if I don't feel comfortable, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Unless it's a bit.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to the Oscars, I mean, no one's comfortable there, right? So just put it on.
Well,
go
I would
for it.
I would probably go black and white tux just because I'd feel more comfortable that way.
God, it's so much easier for dudes. It really is.
Yep,
it's so
sure is.
Aggravatingly annoying to go to anything fancy when I could just put on a suit. That's what I need to do. I need to get like a fitted chick tuxedo. A chick-cito.
For every day?
Just, no, for like, you know, fancy crap that I have to go to once in a while.
When
ballet.
Does that happen?
I don't know, once in a while.
You don't even need that.
Like, there have been a few times I had to get a ball gown. And one of them was the opera or whatever it was that Hooman's like, you have to wear a gown. You have to wear an evening gown.
You do. So
and then another one was the party. Dude, it was terrible. It's ridiculous. I don't know what to pick. I look like crap in them. And then the other one was the Getty's...
Christmas party
years ago, and they're like,
you went?
I did go.
Long time ago. Like
John rented a tux. I mean, it was black tie. It was, you know, you had to.
And what'd you wear?
I wore
can
this.
I see a picture?
I probably have one somewhere.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
I don't
Where's
have,
that?
Not on me.
Well,
I don't
pull
know.
Your phone
Who
out
you have?
Find
I,
it.
Uman must
I
don't have any photos on my phone.
I don't
find
know.
It. I gotta see this.
It was emerald green.
Ooh.
Full skirt.
That's your job for the morning there, Uman.
You'll never find it. You'll never find it.
Why do you say that? What did you
just,
have somebody
least,
scrub the internet?
It was at least 12 or 13 years ago.
Okay. Well, now he knows where to start.
Well, he knows where to start because he was at all those parties.
Right.
So. Yeah.
Right.
I can't wait for you to see how cruddy I looked in this.
Were you blonde at that time, too?
Maybe. I was blonde for a few years.
Like
yeah,
that.
Find that photo and print it, please. I want to put it on my wall.
Please don't have me on your wall.
I got a wall of you. Right here.
Of me?
You haven't seen it? You walk past it every day.
Let me see that.
Here's you in the dress, a summer dress.
Oh,
with sneakers.
From a summer thing or whatever?
Yeah. You've seen this.
I guess I have seen
that. This isn't news to you.
I don't know about the wall, though. There's two little tiny
Well, I haven't gotten to it
pictures.
Yet. I'm working on it. Oh, look at it. film show note paper.
See the other one.
Gotta write some notes.
All right, so KLOC. Do you want to skip really the song late. Or play a song? What do you want to do?
Oh, let's skip it. Okay. Unless, does anyone need to do anything?
No.
Do you have your weather?
It's going to suck starting this afternoon.
I do have one. When's the first time it airs?
Not till 7:30.
Okay, then we're all set. Okay. Let's just continue on with our day.
When Jane comes on
yes.
to drive you home, it's going to suck. Like yeah. the weather's going to be terrible. She will be fantastic. the best host you could ever imagine, but oh, the weather.
I am not excited about it.
It's snowing in Oregon right now.
Oh my God.
Like friends I know are mm-hmm. posting already this morning. Mm-hmm. Waking up to snow.
Yeah, wow. Heading south. That should be fun. KLLC, KLLC, HD1 San Francisco, which is 6 minutes too late. Let's see here. I want to do the Oscar stuff here.
All right. Can we have a...
yes, dear, what?
A pair of something to give away.
Oh, I'm sorry. We do. We have a pair of the Captain Marvel.
Oh, by the way.
Screening.
Brie Larson looked amazing last night. She's the new Captain Marvel.
Oh, I didn't see her at the... I sort of fast-forwarded through the show this morning.
Fast-forwarding is all you can do. I know. I look at the fashion. I don't want to hear any of the stupid speeches.
I hardly see anything.
You know what bummed me out?
We watched 2.5 hours of it.
Dang.
The speeches that I was able to see, because I do like a person who's having an emotional moment and is in a high-pressure situation mm-hmm. and has to deal. And I don't know who she was. She won for, I think, costume design or set design. But she read off her phone. And not only did mm-hmm. she say, I'm shaking so hard I can't even find my speech.
Yeah.
But then to read it off. I know why she did it. I get it. You don't have to tell me. But it lost its power.
Yeah.
It lost all its power as she did that because she just read it from her phone, word for word.
Into the mic.
Well, what would you prefer, a piece of paper or just I'd, off the top
of her I like the paper because then you can see the hand shaking.
You yeah. know what? I loved the lady who won Best Actress.
Oh,
her
my God.
Speech was...
excellent.
Ridiculous.
Olivia
and
Colman.
That's good. That's yeah. all anyone could... hope for anyone
we
who...
can start, let's start there. Do you want to do the here's
are we still
Olivia.
Giving away a pair of tickets?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, crap.
Do the cuticle.
Brand.
Do the cuticle.
All right. God, you people and your things we have to do.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.